This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Anyway, hey, HTGO Radio. This is the last of our five shows where we're watching instructional, old-timey instructional videos. And this one, though, appears to be a news report. The one Jeff found it is a... This is 1977 news special, and it's homosexual husbands? Undercover marriages. Oh, shit. All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Friday night, in a gay disco in Rochester, a small town 40 miles southeast of London.
Rochester?
Yeah. Yes, Miss Benny.
Get that cock out of your mouth.
All right, Miss Benny, anything you say, sir.
Either swallow it or get back to work.
I'll swallow right away, sir.
Atta boy, Rochester. Rochester is, you know.
Rochester and Benny may need to fucking make an appearance next year.
I agree.
I'm thinking that might be a funny thing.
Yeah, I agree. We should do sketches starting next year.
Oh,
we
boy.
We ought to fucking, you know.
Got all this wonderful production equipment, you know.
We ought to take the time. We got a lot of money sitting on this fucking table.
Time?
Yeah.
Time.
Oh,
see
yeah.
What's become of me.
We got all kinds of time. Ooh. Man, why
this
is
couple
the,
come here regularly?
Why is the zombie George C. Scott there? Holy shit, see that guy go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There he, oh, hey. Ooh, yeah. Jesus.
Holy shit.
It's Ernest Borgnine.
He's about to deny receiving his zombie Oscar for yeah. Holy shit. Wow. Holy fuck.
This couple come here regularly.
Yes.
Jerry Edwards is dancing with his lover, Nigel.
Look, they're gay. That's not dancing. Should be a lot better than that.
Well,
Jesus.
I don't know if that's dancing so much as retention to keep the cum in. Dripping down your legs at a certain point there. Am I right?
Fucking floor stickier than the movie theater. Gross. Oh, that fucking pre-cum. Tears. Blood.
Pre-cum and tears. Well, it's rare that you have a show title so early in the episode.
But we got it, didn't we?
But you know, in that first 5 minutes, I think we got it, yeah. Free cum and tears.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Both are husbands.
Oh, shit. Love is like a flower.
This is Jerry Edwards' wife, Maggie. She is a social worker. She's been married for 5 years. Until 2 years ago, she had no idea Jerry was homosexual.
I bet she knew a little bit. I bet she suspected a little bit of this. I don't. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know that when you fart, your own farts don't offend you, okay? But if it was your shit on his dick, you'd be okay. But when it starts smelling peculiar, you're like, "No, look, something ain't right. That ain't my fucking shit."
Of the 8 things that sentence could have started with that I expected, "When you fart, comma," was not where I thought that was going to go.
Well, we can take that back. Okay, look, when he farts and some other guy's cum comes out of his ass, it's kind of a hint.
There's no pulling out in the gay community. Yeah. That's how you got that grid.
This is what, 1977?
77,
so we're, about 5 years away from...
From the grid?
From
the gay cancer? Yeah, it was early 80s.
Early 80s, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maggie was bitter when she found out, but now she's reconciled to her situation.
Oh. And he has told me, has been honest.
Has she reconciled herself to the fact that she looks like the troon Paul McCartney?
I was just thinking John Lennon myself.
You know what? You're right, though. God damn, what a
disaster.
That's a dude.
That's a fucking dude right there.
That's a guy.
There,
like, what do you even...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no wonder he's gay.
Really? You don't look down on that face. You know, you're on top of her. You're trying hard.
Oh, you just...
And you look down, and it's the cross-dressing John Lennon, and you go, how am I supposed to come to this?
Exactly. When you could be out at the club fucking Nigel in the ass.
Well, he looks more like a girl than this does. Is he gay? Is he really gay, or are you just horrible looking?
Right. She's so ugly, she turned her husband gay.
Really?
Wow.
I prefer asshole to this fucking...
God.
To this fucking... What's the Stonehenge-faced woman? Why do you have a skull like Stonehenge fucking...
Twice a year, the sun sets directly on her forehead.
Fucking Easter Island ass skull.
We have had some very bad patches because
she needs to get that shit on her face fixed. What the kind of herp the derp she got going on?
Buddy, that's her whole face. I don't know how to break it to you, but...
Yikes.
Ooh. Oh. You mean on her lip there? Is that what you mean?
There's one fucking under her eye. There's one here. There's one on her lip. God, no wonder he's out fucking dudes in the ass.
She took the Lemmy way out. Covered in gross on her face.
Get those fucking Cocoa Puffs removed, lady.
God. Well, that on her lip is herpes. I don't know what the fuck the rest of it is, but...
Gross.
Oh.
This, but people have bad patches because of other situations in marriage. I always knew that Jerry would give me the freedom to have what friendships and what interests and what relationships I wanted.
And you, Jerry, are you bisexual or are you basically homosexual?
I think I'm basically homosexual. I mean, let me put it like this. I think if our relationship ended for some reason, I would find it impossible to form a sexual relationship with another female.
You are simply not attracted to women?
No. No.
Well, that's good, because your wife's not one, so it's a good thing there, Jerry.
I love how
apparently you're attracted to fucking gangly trees. Half-dead fucking wilting trees. God.
I love her, but I can only fuck her in the ass. She has to be turned away from me. I can't look at her face. She's a truly horrible-looking woman. She's truly horrible.
Oh, God. It's just rubbish. Her whole face is just rubbish.
It's just rubbish. I have to hose down her asshole with a fire hydrant. She's a truly, truly horrible woman. Even though I am Thomas Lennon's grandfather.
Jesus Christ. John Lennon did more for round eyewear than anybody ever had. Everybody is wearing fucking round goddamn glasses.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Nice forehead, Jerry. Can you shine that fucker up buddy, anymore?
Shine O'Ballo. Fucking him. He's in line behind Homer Simpson to shine that thing up. Homer, did you put your head in Shine O'Ballo? No. All right, then.
All right, then.
Homer, did you put your... God damn it.
Except...
No.
Oh, Maggie. Do you sleep together? I mean, do you make love?
Yes.
Don't stop lying, fucking... You got gate shutters for teeth.
You know what? I gotta say, no for a fucking Brit, she's actually got... I mean, they could be dentures for all we know. She probably had them all yanked out when she was fucking five.
Dentures? Each one's a different size. What do you mean?
Although, yeah, this one's got that British crooked fucking starting.
That one there is a business for itself. The other ones, I don't know. But that one there is...
That one decided to branch out on its own.
It's got its own
form gimmick. Form its own family. Call that tooth Tessio. Get back in that mouth, Tessio.
You know, I say, get back in your own face.
That tooth went and formed its own family.
It really did. Holy shit. It is 100% in business for itself. That tooth left the chat.
Fredo?
It's doing its own deal.
You're my older brother, and I love you, but don't ever take sides against the tooth. Ever.
Listen, I'll tell you the truth about this.
Tell you the truth.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Do you make love? Stop it. There's no way.
Well, I bend her over and stick it in her ass and call her Nigel, so yes.
You get to have a fucking... What were your clit toys like in the fucking 1980s? Like it was diesel-powered. You had to start like a lawnmower. Beat it.
Had fucking 9-volt batteries or those big lantern fucking batteries.
Fucking lantern batteries.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can only be satisfied by a weed whacker against my clit. Oh, well.
Often? Mm-hmm. And
they're lying.
When he...
They are, yeah, they're fucking lying. He hasn't touched her in 5 fucking years since he came out of the closet to her.
Becky, I'm afraid I've got some terrible news.
Frankly, she seems like an intelligent woman, so she knows she's not getting another dude.
Well, if she starts losing the weight in about 5 years, she better go get tested for some stuff. Losing the weight fast. Wait a minute, how much I eat, I can't keep any weight on. I've got some distressing news for you about the gay scene in London.
Yeah, wow.
And then
about
80s.
To come crashing down.
He's been out on the town.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That doesn't change anything for you?
No. It's what I would object to, and it's only happened once, I think, would be the feeling that Jerry would get up from being in bed with me and go off to one of his boyfriends.
One of his boyfriends.
One of his boyfriends.
Boy, this is way before consequences.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Oh, you were just... Free fucking everything.
Once the grid hit, it was a whole other deal, man. Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
When the two husbands are not out together, Maggie encourages a foursome round her dinner table.
Does she know?
What are they eating? Fucking, you know...
She and Jerry, Nigel and his wife Eileen.
Oh my God, Eileen's another tortured mouth. You know, I also know another tortured mouth could be a show title as well. It's really going to be a debate.
Wow.
Another torture mouth.
I think that's got to be it. Another tortured
another
mouth.
Tortured mouth.
Or another tortured asshole. It could be, I suppose.
Another tortured mouth.
That's good.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, she's got fucking... Ooh. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Fucking privacy fence teeth, beat it. Oh.
And go off to one of his boyfriends.
What,
when the two husbands are not out together, Maggie encourages a foursome round her dinner table.
Why is Maggie got a...
She and Jerry, Nigel...
Why does Maggie have a coat on like fucking Evel Knievel?
Does she really? I didn't notice that.
Well, whose back is it? Go to the...
Oh,
she
God
is
damn it.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, and go off to one of his boyfriends.
When the two husbands...
That is it. It's the Harley Davidson one with the skull in it.
God damn. Fucking, these are four horrible Brits, man. Whew.
Well, the way she's fucking that gay guy, she is kind of Evel Knievel. A bit of a daredevil, you know?
What are they eating? Fucking typical British, everything's boiled.
Fucking bangers and mash.
Sticky toffee pudding. Fucking peas.
It's a flummery tart.
Freshen your drink, yeah. Governor. Get out.
As the word says.
I give you Britannia. I love that. That's one of my all-time favorite line deliveries from The Simpsons. And a girl straight from the streets of Essex. They are. The fucking she comes in over. She got three teeth. Freshen your drink, Governor. Fucking whips my ass.
Gentlemen, I give you Britannia. Gambling with all the glitz and glamour of the British Isles. And best of all, the waitresses and showgirls are all real Brits. Fresh from the streets of Sussex, they are.
Freshen your drink, Governor.
Get out.
Get out.
Freshen your drink, Governor. God damn. Fucking whips my ass. Oh, shit.
Friends are not out together. Maggie encourages a foursome round her dinner table.
Oh.
She and Jerry... Nigel and his wife Eileen.
Has he had the electric shock treatment?
Early conversion
fucking
therapy.
Everything
there?
Is boiled. They just suck.
No, their food is horrible.
They fucking stink. Stupid Brits. Beat it.
Really? When you married me, was it because you were trying to pass, in a sense, for heterosexual?
Maybe this was the girl I could deceive. Dreadful thing to say. No?
Yeah.
And yet I knew that maybe she would eventually accept it when I...
Sitting there smoking during the interview.
Yeah, buddy, it's great.
Chose the right moment to tell her. And that is a dreadful thing to say, too.
I agree, but I still don't know why you felt it necessary. You wanted to be one of the fellows? You wanted to be a regular man? You wanted to be normal? You wanted to be a married man?
Well, I'll tell you what,
Mike Wallace has given this queer bait
fucking
business.
Giving him the business, man.
Man.
Aware of that, but I think subconsciously, yes, that must be true.
You know, of course, Jerry, that the picture that is being painted is of a pretty selfish fellow.
That's right. It certainly seems I have been selfish, and I am, in a sense that I am homosexual. I have the best of both worlds in many ways.
The lady sitting.
Hang on, buddy. We've seen your boyfriend and we've seen your wife. Relax. And you say best of both worlds. I have a sneaking suspicion you could be doing better on both fronts there, pal.
Easy there, Sinatra. Just take a step back.
Yeah.
Take some inventory of your sexual encounters there.
The best
there.
Of both worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to know what happened to this guy. He ended up fucking... He has a really low white blood cell count in the mid-80s at a hospital somewhere. That's the gay cancer.
You're right. Says that she's happily married.
Well, it's a big issue on which to be selfish, isn't it? But in most other... In his general personality, he's not a selfish person at all.
You're in love with him.
Yes, probably.
A happily married couple.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down. First of all... Every book on your bookcase behind you is fake. That's the first thing I want to tell you. No one's fooled by that fucking fake bookcase. And they got kids, too? Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. What do you think about your queer bait father?
Hey, it's smashing good time. I don't like cock. Spam, spam, spam. Cock, spam, and spam.
Yeah, I suppose it's okay, but Daddy's breath smells like shit.
Smells like shite. It's okay. I don't like Daddy to kiss me goodnight. His breath smells like corn and peanuts. And I say,
Father's breath always smells like bleach to me. I can't quite.
I don't know what cum smells like, but I'd rather think that it's probably Daddy's breath.
I guarantee you, if you're that kid's son, you know what cum smells like.
Oh, we are so childish.
Jesus Christ.
Here I say. Father, your brother is most atrocious.
Watching a video and mocking people that are most likely all dead.
I mean... Father, I must say, your breath is most atrocious. Not because you have the teeth of a longshoreman.
I'm saying, we're British, we all have that.
I'm saying it's worse than normal. Teeth of a longshoreman. The teeth of a longshoreman. I say...
Obviously, not all wives can bring themselves to...
Oh, this is a different couple.
Yeah, this is...
...share
different.
Their husbands with other men, as Maggie Edwards does. Oh. Jenny and David Reese live in Exeter on the south coast of England.
Yes.
They married 11 years ago, and they have two sons, Stephen and Adam, aged 8 and 6. Mm. A family outing like this takes place now only when David pays his regular visits to the children.
Uh-oh.
For the truth that he finally told Jenny about himself, after 9 years of marriage... Yeah. Led her to suffer a breakdown and to demand a separation.
Yeah, but he blew loads in her for, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Whatever. Queen. Well, they... This is a fucking... Wow.
They got a wind-up Victrola or something?
They cut to a...
Like a dance studio or something.
Yeah, someone's practicing dancing, but it does sound like it's fucking very bad Soviet era fucking
they're playing
wind up Victrola.
They got Edison wax cylinders.
Yes. Watson, come here, I need you.
Oof. David Reese is 42, a college professor, a ballet enthusiast.
Yeah.
No, shit.
Yeah,
wow.
I could have figured that out.
Huh. All right, twinkle toes.
Yeah, you know, he just fucking walks on his tippy toes everywhere he goes like a 3-year-old. You know, I have to walk on my tippy toes to get up high enough for the boys to stick it in. I'm short, you see.
Tried to deny his homosexual nature, but he has now fully come to terms with it. He lives a mile away from his wife and children with his present lover, a 21-year-old student, Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm homosexual. What? I'm not bisexual at all. I don't think I ever was. I
find it funny that this guy was married.
Even the queers and banging
and banging abroad, and at least pumped two loads in because they had two kids. I mean, and the other guy is still married and apparently still has sex with his wife, but yet they say they're not bisexual.
Yeah.
You know, was that a bigger taboo in the late 70s than being homosexual was?
Well, maybe it's, you know, trying to keep it, you know, well, my wife needs physical contact and I'm going to be this guy, you know, and like just kind of trying to do an unselfish thing by sticking it into a, But even this Fruit Loop here, he picked a boyfriend half his age. Like that's,
right.
That's how you do it. Because he's going to have no bowel control in about 6 years. It's going to be diaper city. So you got to get them young while you can still use them, you know?
You're going to have to get that fucking rebuilt kit put in.
A scushion kit, fucking.
I ever thought that I was other than homosexual.
Yeah.
Homosexual.
Yes, I said.
Jenny Reese teaches in a village primary school. She was just 18 when she met David.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was her first boyfriend. David, his doctor, and his parents all knew that he was homosexual.
What?
Everyone, it seemed, knew. Any suggestions at all? Except Jenny.
Huh?
Biggest point. someone couldn't have taken her aside and had a conversation, huh?
Look, man.
I mean,
this guy sucks dick. Do you? Do you know? Have you heard about this? Huh? Have you heard he sucks dick? Huh?
Have you looked at his dental floss? Have you seen what's in there? When he's pulling up from between his fucking teeth would horrify you.
His mouth is a haunted tackle box.
Really? No one takes to... These people are all fucking selfish and horrible.
Yeah.
No one thinks to take her aside and go, you know, Jenny, not for nothing, but, you know, he likes to pole vault on young cock. You understand what I mean when I say that?
Yeah, so marry. Go ahead and marry him and have a couple of kids.
It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
You got to bring her in on the gimmick, at least. If she's going to be a beard, bring her in on the bit.
David's parents told her afterwards they hoped that she would cure him.
After all. I see.
Your magic pussy will cure our son of the gayness.
Your magic pussy. Yeah, so none of these people are any less horrible as the stories unfold.
Yeah.
Everybody's
terrible.
I was really hoping you'd cure my fag son. Yeah. Really? Wow.
One wood mouse, lots of wood lice.
2 years ago, their comfortable family home was sold, and Jenny moved into a much smaller house alone with the children. David had argued there was no reason their marriage should not continue. He would stay at home and also have an apartment where he could meet his boyfriends.
It was absolute hell for quite a few months. In fact, I was suicidal. I always felt I was wanting more from David than he could ever give.
Well, yeah.
Did they not, in the late 70s, have hair care products in fucking jolly old England? Christ, they all look like they got Cliff Burton hair.
This girl's hair is all one big split end.
Jesus Christ. It's fucking just laying flat, doing nothing.
Yeah.
God.
She's got some sleepless nights under those eyes, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's fucking a lot of nights crying over your gay husband. Wow.
Look, honey, there's no sense in crying over spilt cum.
That's very smart, Jeff. Very smart thing for you to say. Good gracious. Everyone's horrible in this.
There was no real joy in the lovemaking. No real...
Everybody's got bumps on their fucking face. What is going on in England in the 70s? What the fuck? God. I don't know why that's bothering me so bad, but it is.
I've got some news for you about some sudden weight loss here in about 5 or 7 years.
Yeah, the lovemaking was always pretty pedestrian. Academic.
Academic.
He just kind of stuck it in there so I could feel it for a while.
Sort of flow. There was always something missing.
You knew that you were a homosexual?
Yeah.
You didn't tell her?
No.
No.
Isn't it a fraud?
Yeah.
Yes, I do see it as the ultimate in deception and fraud. I'm very destructive.
I don't know about that, but I mean in the sense...
Yeah, I do know about that.
Selfish queen.
Oh, shit.
I don't know about that.
I do know about that.
Haughty cunt.
I say. I will not sit here.
The fact that these people are all British is making this even better.
God damn. You know... Oftentimes, folks, and I'll tell you this as a life lesson, you can take this with you as we...
More learning.
Oftentimes, most of the time, the overwhelming majority of the time...
Yeah?
Being open-minded just means you're easier to fool. You understand? Okay, you got to pick, even if it's wrong, you got to pick a fucking belief. You got to pick a side here, okay? Even if it's wrong, okay?
Pick one.
Yeah. God damn. Oh, I don't believe it. My fag husband.
I don't think it's deceptive at all.
And then fucking pumped kids into her and then was like, I don't think it's deceptive at all. Well, you're a fucking sociopath. You're a low-level sociopath.
deception and fraud. I'm very destructive.
I don't know about that, but I mean in the sense that society has played a fraud upon me, hasn't it?
Don't blame
Here we go.
Fucking society.
Yeah, the victim.
Yeah, don't blame society.
It's not my fault that I take it up the ass.
I didn't get enough testosterone in the womb. Now I have to get cock in my ass just to feel alive.
God's dirty trick on me.
God. Well, no, it was society, not God.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, no. Please.
No, it is, because he's got a plan for everything, Brian.
Who does?
God.
Oh, I thought you meant society.
Now, that too. But God planned that out. God planned society having a plan for everything.
Yeah, no, I know.
Love that fucking Christian circular logic. Fucking assholes.
You know, people who believe that there's a plan for everything is Christians and communists. Nothing's too small to get in on.
Yeah,
okay. Got it. Uh-oh, I tell you what.
Ooh. Savory. Ooh,
savory. Smells like beef jerky for some reason.
Gross. Smells like you've been hiding, smuggling bouillon cubes in your ass. Old fucking soup ass Brian.
fucking Campbell's ass penis.
Campbell's ass. Holy
shit. Old fucking Wyler's ass.
Kick rocks. Wyler's ass. Wyler's ass. What was the other one? Nor?
You remember in the early years of the show, I would,
you would
start with a beverage, and then we'd come back from the first break, and I'd be having
a bouillon.
A chicken broth?
Yeah, jazz chicken broth.
Yeah. It's Hymenus Brian, man, in the first years of the show. God,
oh, boy,
bless
you were. Jesus Christ. I think those were the days, too, when we tried doing shots during this show.
That first
that season, worked well.
Season one, we drank every episode. And I think it was in season two, I went to Jeff, and I went,
no.
I went, buddy, we can't. We just can't. We just can't.
Everybody always thinks that that's going to be so much fun. Let's get drunk and record ourselves. Yeah, no, you're a fucking idiot.
Our first season is how you know that that's not how you want that to go.
Red eye.
Red eye.
Right there. That right there. Just don't. Okay?
Just trying way too hard, the red eye crew. The red eye crew was trying way too hard, buddy.
Oh. Well, I'm a homosexual. Society constantly tells one all the time that it is wrong to be homosexual. And then since society is being awfully two-faced, if it says on the one hand you can't be homosexual, on the other hand you're being a fraud if you get married.
Then you went ahead and had children.
God, fucking Mike Wallace just is fucking swinging.
Giving this queer bait the business.
He really is, man. Fucking.
Now they would just expect you to nod and...
Yeah, society, yes. Oh, it's society's fault, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you're paying.
It's not your fault, you narcissistic, psychotic piece of shit.
Boy, they goddamn narcissistic. The narcissism on these cats is off the charts.
Man.
This guy especially is bad. He's...
Yeah, this guy, yeah.
What if you get married?
Then you went ahead and had children. Why?
Wanted them.
For the purpose of...
I had to have somebody young to molest.
Well, the reason why anybody wants children. I mean, just because one's homosexual doesn't mean to say you have different feelings about having children from anybody else.
Okay, look. Sorry, pal. Last time I looked, two guys can't have a fucking kid. Not naturally.
fucking
ass babies.
Fucking Jeff is taking the Nick Fuentes way out here. This. Oh, she'll come back next year. We'll have a fucking Nazi flag hanging up in the room here.
Stephen and Adam know their father lives with
That guy's gay. Look at those fucking shorts.
That is the 70s, though. Yeah, they all had them short like that in the old days.
Another man. Jenny feels they have suffered considerably. Adam, the younger boy, developed asthma attacks. Stephen threw tantrums, and she worries about their future.
Just waiting 5 years when they both develop the HIV.
I had to have children because I wanted to molest someone much younger.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I kind of rather enjoy diddling young horses.
Yeah, my son is probably going to get raped tonight. That's why he's developed tantrums.
I'm sure they would never be gay because I'm gay, because I'm sure it's not something you inherit.
Well, I've got some interesting news for you there, bud.
Who are you to them? Uncle? Cousin? Friend?
I'm just Kim. I mean, I'm just a person.
Yes.
What lives with Dad? Or whatever.
Do you think that Jenny is jealous of you?
I don't know what Jenny thinks.
What do you think of Jenny?
If you stereotypically wrote a gay guy, this is the guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, no, this is... Yeah. He's very... what do I want to say? He's got a very female way of holding that fag in his
hand. He's definitely the bottom.
Yeah.
Definitely the bottom in this situation. It's just Daddy's friend.
Very feminine, thank you.
Stick it in my shitter.
You know what I say?
Oh, did you know that your father was a grower and not a shower? Did you know that? Well, now you know. I'm going to light another cigarette. Going to flounce around like Audrey Hepburn on the set of Breakfast at Tiffany's. I'm going to get his long cigarette holder like FDR. And I'm going to flounce about. Flounce.
I'm feeling very sorry for her these days. Not for what David's done to her, but for what she's doing to herself at the moment.
What's she doing to herself?
She's becoming a very bitter person.
Two legitimate sociopaths, these gay guys.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
Wow, this is, gee whiz.
I'm happier than I can ever remember being during the whole time I was with David. Now, I have, there's no tension in the household now.
Lots more. You say there's no tension in my asshole now? Is that what you said? Oh, the household. Thank you, Douglas. House, okay, got it. Hey, there's no tension in my asshole now. Oh, well, that's good to know.
The elasticity is slowly returning.
Oh, I see. It's not bad.
I can actually hold in a shit now.
Oh. You don't have to wear a diaper. It's remarkable, really.
Oh, yes, I've moved on to pull-ups now.
Training pants. Just when my boys got out of them, I had to start wearing them. I'm actually glad he found a boyfriend, actually, because I was really tired of taking it in my shitter. There's a whole design for a cock, and he won't touch it.
Actually, there's two.
Yes. I could have Eiffel Towered both of these boys. And nothing. There's nothing in the end.
Peace. In fact, the only time there is tension is when David comes or when he takes the children out and they come back. Upset.
Jenny and David's separation is less clean-cut than if a husband had deserted his wife for another woman. David visits the children nearly every day. And according to Jenny, he uses her shoulder to weep on when things go wrong in his relationship with Kim.
Can't be that.
How will David end up?
I think David will end up rather a pathetic...
How will David end up is a much different question in 1977 than it will be in fucking, 1985. That's flash forward 8 years when he weighs 71 pounds. You're right. Or keeping him alive with a drip in his arm.
Instead of a drip in his ass.
How do you think David will end up? But he's going to die, frankly. there's a gay cancer about. And...
I think David will end up rather a pathetic old queen.
Well, tell us what you really think there, Jenny. Oh, pathetic old queen. That's funny. Oh,
man. God
this is a great fucking...
I think he'll end up a pathetic old queen, frankly. Wow. He's going to be such a queen that Sex Pistols are going to write a song about him. God save the queer, to be called.
This constant desire to chase young boys. He's not going to stay young, and he's not going to be able to buy all he wants forever. And also finding that, in fact, he's lost his children, which I suspect is going to make him very lonely.
I think probably as homosexuality in the past 5-10 years has become something that is much more accepted and acceptable, and people can be open about it, and I can be open about mine in a way, then in fact the incidence of homosexual getting married is almost bound to decline.
For wives like Jenny Reese and Maggie Edwards, the worst of their experience has been in believing it was unique and unmentionable. They found help by corresponding with a woman who could reassure them they were not alone. Kathy Williams, a college professor.
Kathy Williams is another fag hag in town. And she's going to tell you all about it.
Now divorced.
I say, I'm also divorced. My husband is a flaming queen. There, I can't stand him. His forehead's always got crusty parts all over it. Jesus. I can't stand it.
Can't even get a comb through his hair. Jesus.
I said, Jesus Christ, David, mix in some conditioner once in a while.
Oh, I'm trying.
I said, no, some Vidal Sassoon, you fucking queen.
Oh, shut up. Why don't you go fuck a man?
Why don't you go fuck a man? Flouncing about.
To a homosexual for 13 years.
13 years?
They were not alone.
Sorry, we were killing her for no
Kathy
reason.
Kathy Williams, a college professor, now divorced, was married to a homosexual for 13 years.
Are there many of you, or is there just no way of knowing?
There's no way of knowing, absolutely, but I think there are a lot of us. I used to think that there was nobody years ago. I thought I was the only one.
Honey, blink.
Kathy...
Blank, for God's sakes, would you please? Jeffrey Dahmer?
You set up an organ.
God damn.
Organization called Sigma, a befriending
Sigma?
Operation.
Sigma?
Smegma?
That's what I was going to say. Smegma? Ooh. Boy, that room smells fetid. Someone opened a fucking window.
Jesus Christ.
You don't want to mix in a fucking shower in here? It's terrible.
Smells like a Turkish bathhouse.
Yeah, it really does. You ever been to a Turkish prison?
Great partners of gays to help wives adjust without feeling guilty or too negative toward the gay world.
Well, the straight partners.
No one can say how many wives there are.
Gay switchboard open every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's
Windsor 56521.
Yeah, well, that's they got to close at 10 because all the gays got to get out to the clubs.
Right.
So they got to close open every Wednesday. They're open 2 hours a week.
Jesus.
I would love to be able to call the gay hotline right now, but it's only Tuesday. I'm afraid I must wait. Yes, hello?
Hello, Windsor Gay Switchboard. Can I help you?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
The gay organizations in Britain run a network of switchboards for homosexuals with problems. They estimate that one of every three calls they...
Well, now we know what David Koresh did before he fucking got into the cult business. He answered phones at the gay switch line in fucking whatever town in Britain this is.
...received come from married gays.
Yes.
Most of whom haven't yet dared to tell their wives.
Oh,
is it possible for a woman, do you think, to live with a man?
See, now that is the sound of an asshole that has not been penetrated by a man.
Or at least as far as I've told you.
Fair enough. buddy, fair enough. I have to accept that. I have to accept that. I can tell you, I couldn't.
Listen, why do you think I'm so fond of the song Peg by Steely Dan?
Because it's a fucking phenomenal
it's a
piece
heater.
Of... Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't. I mean, I've probably told you that. I couldn't be me being gay because I can't brush my tongue without wanting to throw up. There's no way I could suck a dick. Couldn't be me. I mean, it's just not in the, you know.
Not in the genes, huh?
No. Uh-uh. Girls that go all, like, girls that, like, deep throat that thing? I can't brush my tongue. How do you do that? It's like a magic trick. What are we doing here?
Hey, shit.
Most of
Hello, gay switchboard. Yeah, yes, there is ballet going on down at the Bijou tonight.
Yes, the Bijou.
Oh, you have a problem. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Whom haven't yet dared to tell their wives.
Is it possible for a woman, do you think, to live with a man for 10 years and not know is a homosexual?
It's possible for a woman to live with a man for that length of time and not allow herself.
Look at her fucking eyes, buddy, man.
She is. She's either tweaked the fuck out because her eyes are darting back and forth like a methamphetamine addict. Holy shit.
Wow. Jesus Christ, look at those.
Demand that length of time.
Whoa.
And not allow herself to know that he's...
You suppose she's buddy, just nervous?
She's got pupils like the captain. She's on something. Remember that picture I sent you, the captain, from the other day?
Yeah.
There's an old People magazine cover, and I'll put it on the TGO radio on the Twitter machine. But... An old People magazine is Captain Antonio from 1970, whatever. And the captain was fucking
flying high.
Oh my God. He had fucking pupils the size of dimes. And like this woman, too. I can't tell where the eyeball begins and the pupil ends. And she is, they're darting back and forth.
She looks like she's about a year or two away from playing Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Sam the Butcher. Oh God. Great. More meat. A guy playing with meat, great.
I'm like Sam the Butcher, bringing Alice the meat.
Homosexual.
Because she loves him, because it would be a confession of inadequacy,
because it would be a confession of inadequacy, and because Money. Acceptance of the knowledge is so uncomfortable and so dangerous.
Would these women rather compete with another woman?
Jesus, I can't.
Damn.
I can't listen to a word she's saying. She hasn't blinked one time. Her eyeballs are fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Wild. Holy shit.
Her eyeballs are about to jump out of her fucking skull.
I'm very tired, but I'm being kept alive by chemicals.
And so dangerous.
Would these women rather compete with another woman for the affection of their husband rather than another man?
Oh, I think they'd rather compete with another woman. There's no way you can compete with another man.
Isn't it possible that in today's permissive climate we'll be seeing more of it? We hear about more bisexuality. We hear about open marriages.
And I just pray that we don't, because as far as I can see, it's quite impossible for a triangular relationship to work.
I just pray that we don't, because I hate fags so much. You know, I can't stand them. They all smell weird. And I'm saying that from a culture that boils every piece of food we make. They just smell strange. I can't compete with that. They boil pizza
Sorry, what?
I said they boil pizza in that country, for God's
Jesus
sake.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, what is up with them? Brits.
They still think it's the fucking war. Well, here's the good news for them. For 10 to 15 years, they'll only be able to eat the foods that are prescribed by Sharia. Yeah. So that's good news. No more decision-making for them.
Work. Because if you go through one of these relationships, a possibility, I think, the chances of you being able to have the confidence... Or the chance, or the opportunity to form a sort of good heterosexual relationship.
You missed this.
The chances of...
Watch Mike Wallace.
The chances of you being able to have the confidence. Or the chance, or the opportunity to
He's
form
like,
a
blank,
sort of good
bitch.
Heterosexual relationship. The chances are very, very low. I don't want to see more people damaged.
A footnote. What about marriages between straight men and lesbian women? It is our understanding from people in the gay community in Britain that there is a good deal less of that.
Yeah.
But we don't know for sure. There are no statistics.
60 Minutes, man. God, they had it, man. Back in 77, huh?
Wow. Come on, man. There's got to be some 77 commercials on here.
All right. Get to it.
Come on. Oh.
Carousel Films.
Carousel.
I'm with Jeff. I want some more commercials here.
There ain't going to be any.
Oh, that's a damn thanks for watching. Wow. There's a lot of selfishness there. That's
boy, yeah.
Alarming
Jesus Christ,
selfishness.
Man.
Gee whiz.
Interesting take on the late 70s there. Had they no idea
never,
the
buddy,
homosexual.
They would never. That was 60 Minutes. They would never. They try to cover that now. They'd just be nodding the whole
time.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
While these fucking selfish queens just talk about, I don't think it's society, really. Really?
Well, you're special.
Yeah, I can see you're grieved. And yeah. Fuck off at this point. Yeah,
we're all fucking victims, man.
No, I know. I know, buddy. You especially, for 20 years on this show. When we laugh so hard that I have to push the microphone away, I do have that feeling where I go, man, for 3 months I'm going to miss that. I am going to miss that. But boy,
you got to take some time to open some books.
Yep. You got to give the audience a break.
Go actually be a fucking grown adult for a few months.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
Jesus Christ.
What did I eat today? Like a couple handfuls of peanuts.
I had some beef jerky.
Some Doritos. I think that's all I've eaten today.
I had some beef jerky and I'm going to say this. I had a protein drink, but it's not what you're fucking thinking.
Yeah, you did. Okay. I got a protein drink
for
you.
Not what you're thinking.
Just open your mouth and stick your tongue out. I got a protein drink. Speaking of gays.
I wanted a protein drink, not a protein dribble.
Oh, the season with me fucking your mouth. That's how you end the show.
Oh, yeah, boy, yeah. Yeah, we got it all.
We've got it all. We could have it all. Oh.
Yeah.
Buddy, The sun is down.
Fuck this time of year. 6 o'clock.
It is 6 o'clock and the sun is down.
Jesus. Yeah, it is fucking dark out.
Yeah, I just got to turn the lights
on. Another month, it'll be fucking damn near dark when I walk out of work, you know?
Yeah, well,
fuck that shit.
You know, by the time you get home at 4 o'clock, the sun's starting to go down.
Yeah.
Well.
Don't let your sun go down on me. Go ahead. It's okay.
Well, look at society, really. When you get right down to it.
Look at good Rogering.
Oh, society. Beat it. Society didn't make you a selfish cunt.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, society's to blame. Yeah, are we? Go fuck yourself, you fucking...
Are we? Yeah. Are we? Jeff, are we? Jeff, are we?
Yeah. Narcissistic asshole.
Yeah, that's exactly at the root of that. That's awful. Well, everybody, we appreciate that you took this journey with us here today. We got one clip, took 55 minutes, baby.
We fucking got it out of that. What
we
was that, 13?
Got it. 13 minutes or whatever?
12, just under 13. It's 12:44.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds of that was fucking nonsense at the end.
Nonsense at the end. Well, this is it. And we will take a break here, and we will see you...
Peace.
Right before the Super Bowl, actually. The pleasure
you
has...
You got any picks for the...
No.
Who's going to play in the Super Bowl this year? Nothing?
Not my beloved Niners.
No.
They're 6-3, and it's smoke and mirrors, buddy.
Is it really? Is it bad?
Smoke
yeah.
and fucking mirrors.
I can't figure out yet if my Bears are smoke and mirrors, if they're actually making a little bit of progress there. They came back and won that game against the Bengals, but they shouldn't have ever gotten... They were up by, what, two touchdowns, I think?
Bengals have scored more points, something like 82 points in two games and not one.
Yeah.
which is only the second time that's happened in football history.
Yeah.
Like, when was it, in the 60s or something? It's bizarre.
And Kansas City. And anyway,
we're recording on the 6th of November, so that was, you know, already, you know, by the time you hear this, you're going, what are these two assholes talking about? Well, that's early November stuff we're talking about.
But Kansas City's not doing very well this year, are they? Or I don't really follow the pros.
They just
plus.
Got beat by the beloved Bills the other night.
Good. Good. Sunday night. Bills.
So they're, what, 4-5 or some shit like
Jesus.
That?
Jesus. Are you serious?
Yeah, they're a fucking regular team.
The refs fucking abandoned them or something?
Boy, I tell you, fucking Mahomes took a wallop the other night.
Take a beating? Good. He needs it.
Man. I see if I can find that out of bounds hit real quick before we actually go home. But anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. The pleasure has been all ours. This is TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.